The following shiur has been presented by Rav Aryeh Finkel, member of the Beis Chabad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara Peveza Maral states a famous line in the Sugya of Kanoim Poigamboy, Nepach Zimri v'horgo lepinchos e neragolo, sharei roidifu. If Zimri would turn around and kill Pinchas, he would not be considered a Ritzeach because Pinchas is a Roidif. Now, there are a few questions which the Mepharshim raise on this statement. First of all, why is Pinchas a Roidif? Isn't he doing what's right? So at this point, we're not going to delve into this question, so we'll just take what most Acharim explained, that this halach of Kanoim Poigamboy, it's not an obligation on a Kanoi. On the contrary, the Gemara says that Bolu Shoyel, if he comes to ask, Ein Moirin Loi, we do not instruct him to go ahead. So the fact that a terrible Avera was committed doesn't give permission to kill, because the Avera is not one that's Chayv Misa. So therefore, a Kanoi who takes on himself the honorable act of Kanois, it's at his own risk. He must be willing to undergo a self-sacrifice for this Kanois, and he will be considered as a roidif, that means the boil still retains his right for self-defense and is not considered a ritzeach with killing the kanoi. The question, however, that we'll deal with here is one that the Galia Masechta asks, as well as many others. We know of a rule in the halach of roidif that if it's yochel hatziloi be'echon me'evorov, meaning that if the roidif can be stopped without having to kill him, and injuring him will do the job, neragalov, as we don't have the right to kill him, and someone who kills him is chayv misa. And the Gemara Daf Ayin Daled says that someone who the Gemara says over there that he's considered a ritzeach, the person who kills this roidif, and it was possible to get the roidif out with just injuring him, he's chayiv misa. So this principle makes clear that a roidif is not chayiv misa, the way we consider any oivra avera, which is chayiv misa's bezin. The misa of a roidif is merely to protect the nirdaf, and to prevent the roidif from committing this crime. So if this is the case, then any solution that we have to stop the roidif from committing his crime, we must do so, and we can't kill him. So back to Zimri and Pinchas. What these Achrenim ask, what gives Zimri the right to go ahead and kill Pinchas? Let him separate himself from Cosby, and Pinchas is no longer after him. Because the Gemara says, Impirish Zimri, Vahar Goy Pinchas, if Zimri separates himself from Cosby, and Pinchas kills him, Neragolov. Pinchas has no right to kill him. So Zimri has a simple solution to save himself from Pinchas. So what gives him the right to go ahead and kill Pinchas? So the Galia Masechta uses this question as a proof to the Shittas of Rambam. So the Rambam in Hilchos Ritzeach, Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Gimel, says as follows: Kol hayochol lahatzil be'iver me'ivorov v'loy tarach b'kach ela hitzil b'nafshei shel roidif. If it was a case where you were able to injure the roidif and you didn't do so, hareza shefich domim v'chayiv misa aval ein bezdin me'misa noisei. But the Rambam says that he's a shefich domim because you have no right to kill him, but bezdin is not me'mis him. So the Rambam does not consider this ritzicha gemura, which is chayiv misa's bezdin, because the roidif forfeits his life, his rights to live, when he's involved in the act of murder. So it's definitely usur to kill him, because you have a way out, you could just injure him. But the punishment of Mises Bezin is not given to someone who comes along and saves the Nirdav by killing the Raidiv. So now, the Tor in Simon Tovchof Hey, Chosha Mishpat, argues with the Rambam, and he writes that he doesn't understand this ruling of the Rambam, because if you don't have the right, the permission to kill him, because you could suffice with injuring him, then killing him is outright Ritzicha, and is Chayv Mises Bezdin. Now, our Gemara that says Nepach Zimri v'Horgal Pinchas in an Eragolov shows that even when there exists another solution on avoiding the Roidiv's crime, killing the Roidiv is not Chayv Mises Bezdin. And that's what the Gemara means, Eina Neragolov. That Zimri is not Chayv Mises Bezdin. So of course Zimri would be a Shefer Dam, like the Rambam says, but he would not be Nerag. He wouldn't be Chayv Mises Bezdin. Never Shlomo Zalman, Orbach, and Mechashlomo, Chedek Alef Halach, Simon Zayin. He has a fundamental approach to answer the previous question, which would work for the Shittas of Torah as well. He says like this, the rule that Yochel Atzila Becha Meivorov, that you're not allowed to go and kill the Roidiv, it's based on the fact that the Nirdaf, or someone else, is able to overcome the Roidiv without killing him. However, if the Nirdaf does not have the ability to overcome the Roidiv, unless by killing him, then he does not have to comply to the request of the Roidiv and give in to him. That means, if someone's coming to kill someone else, but he's giving him a choice, either do something or I'll kill you, then, since the Nirdaf does not have the koyach to overcome the Roidiv only by listening to his request, that is still considered Roidiv. So this principle is best demonstrated in the sugi of Bom Machteres, where the Torah teaches us Habol Horgecho Hashkem Horgoy, and the Gemara explains this case. The Gemara says Chazaka Eino Damayim Elatzal Al Mamoinoi. By nature, a person does not let his money be stolen in front of him. So the Ganav knows that, and is obviously coming to threaten the Balabayis with killing him if he does not give him the money. Now the Gemara doesn't say that he's coming to kill him no matter what. Rather, the Gemara says he's coming to steal, and if it takes murdering the Balabayis to successfully complete his theft, he'll do so. So now, if this is true, why do we allow the Balabayis to go in and kill the Ganif? He could simply defend himself by politely handing over the money, and then game's over. We as a self-defense here. So here we see clearly that having to go out of your way to heed to the request of the Roidiv is not defense. You're not obligated to do so. So back to Pinchas and Zimri, this is essentially the same thing, because Pinchas is coming to kill Zimri if he does not separate himself from Cosby. So it's as if Pinchas is demanding a request and threatening to kill Zimri if he does not comply. So this Pinchas therefore is called a Roidiv, and Zimri, who has no way of overcoming Pinchas other than with heeding his request, is rightfully allowed to kill Pinchas. So Shlomo Zalman says, therefore, if someone approaches you and tells you, that piece of bread on the table, don't eat it, and if you eat it, I'll kill you, you may kill this man and go ahead and peacefully eat your piece of bread, because you have a personal right. I can eat this piece of bread. It's mine. This Roidiv has no right to stop me from eating this piece of bread. So if he's coming to, if he wants to kill me, so he's threatening to kill me. And that's not considered that I'm able to save myself by not eating the piece of bread. So this, however, is only when he requests of you to refrain from doing an act which is permitted, such as like eating a piece of bread on the table. But Shlomo Zalman says that, let's say he threatens to kill you if you go ahead and eat a piece of nevela or any other iser, then you may not kill him. Even though the iser which he demands you to refrain from is an iser kal, which is not chayef misa, and he's definitely wrong for killing you for eating the nevela, but nevertheless, you have no right to kill him, because this request that he requests of you is not infringing on your personal rights, because the Torah does not grant a Jew with the rights to eat nevela. Now, even though in the case of Pinchas and Zimri, it may seem like this, because Zimri is involved in the Devar Yisr, and Pinchas is coming to kill him for that, but Shlomo Zalman says, he explains that it's very different, because the halacha that kanoim poigim boy is not for the purpose of preventing the boil from doing the iser. Because the Torah does not allow the kanoi to kill unless the boil is actually involved in the iser. Before he does the iser, you cannot kill him to stop him from going ahead and doing the iser. Rather, the permission to kill him is an independent act of kinas Hashem, not directly connected with the actions of the boil. In other words, Pinchas is not demanding from Zimri an ultimatum, separate from Cosby or I'll kill you. So, therefore, it's simply, we look at Pinchas as a simple roidiv, and that's why Zimri is allowed to go ahead and kill him. Now, I'd like to just add that this Yisoid of Shlomo Zalman is only with an intentional roidiv. That is, that we find in the Gemara and Poskim that the din of roidiv is not limited to someone who intentionally comes to kill. That even when someone without any intentions is causing someone else's life to be threatened, he is also considered a roidiv. And the nirdaf may kill the roidiv as an act of self-defense. The Gemara, in fact, calls an uber, whose mother is in danger as a result of the birth, the Gemara calls the uber a roidiv. If the Gemara concludes for some other reason it's not a roidiv, that's not redifa. But the principle remains that a roidiv, even without intentions, is also called a roidiv. So in a case when a person becomes a roidiv without intentions, whatever the case is, over there, if the nirdaf has an alternative solution to defend himself in the roidiv, over there he must do so. Even though the alternative solution may be inconvenient, he has no right to kill the roidiv, claiming that the roidiv is infringing on his personal rights. This is because there's no breach of his rights unless the roidiv willfully demands from the nirdaf his request and threatens to kill if he does not heed. But when it happens by itself, this is the mazel of the nirdaf, and obviously it does not call for self-defense. Now the Chazanish apparently does not go along with Reb Shlomo Zalman's approach. He also deals with this question. He answers with the Shitas Achreinim, who say that the rule of Yochel Atzel Bechel Me'evoruv is only with regard to a bystander who comes along to save the nirdaf. But the nirdaf himself doesn't have to worry about being Yochel Atzel Bechel Me'evoruv. That's why Zimri would not be killed for turning back and killing Pinchas.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.